proclamation number 8936 dated the February 16, 1965. In the state of compulsion, progress is guaranteed, but as human being? In all my creations, whatever they may be, developmental progress takes place, even if you humans are unable to observe it. Yet you should believe my word that nothing will fall back again into a state that had already been overcome. This can only occur in the human stage because the human being is at liberty to travel the path of ascent or slide into the abyss again. And if you consider that it took you an eternity before you were allowed to embody yourselves as a human being, if you consider the infinitely long path which one day had to lead you to this incarnation for sure, you would also feel responsible during this time on Earth, which is truly just a short time compared to the length of time of previous embodiments through the most diverse creations. And yet, precisely this time as a human being is decisive for your later fate. For prior to this you traveled the path across Earth in the state of compulsion, you could do nothing else but comply with my will and had to progress without fail. But now your way of life is a matter of your own free will. What you had to do during your preliminary stages, to be of service, is now up to you. You are no longer compelled, but love should motivate you to do so. However, you have to kindle this love yourselves, then your service will be an easy one and your course of life will lead to further progress. Hence it is most important in earthly life that you are informed of the significance of a life of love, that you know its effect and the danger of a lack of love, which could result in your setback and would be dreadful for you. In the past I pulled you up myself because you were pursued by my love, which time and again created opportunities so that one day you could embody yourselves as a human being. But now I have to withdraw my will from you. I have to leave it up to yourselves to aspire to further progress. Although I have given you the wonderful gift of grace for your earthly life as a human being, by placing into you a tiny spark of my divine spirit, a part of myself, you have to ignite it yourselves, which is your task in life. I had to give you the spark of love or you would have completely fallen prey to my adversary again, who now also has the right once more to fight for your soul, which was not possible for him before. And thus on the one hand you indeed have to expect his onslaughts, but you nevertheless have a counterbalance. My divine spark of love, with which you can keep him at bay, against which he is powerless, always providing that you yourselves nurture this spark within you, that you make full use of my gift of grace, for then you will safely attain the goal that was given to you for earthly life. However, if you ignore this spark of love, then you'll be subject to his control. He will always pull you down further and be able to dominate you again, since you would grant him this power yourselves. In that case, however, the whole of your previous earthly progress would have been in vain and I would be unable to save you from another fall into the abyss. For this reason it is tremendously important that all people know about the gospel of love, that all of you know what consequences a life of love entail and also know that you are responsible for your earthly life yourselves. For I can do everything, I can provide you with all opportunities, I can direct your destiny such that you will be able to find me, but I cannot force your free will. You have to make the final decision yourselves, and all blessings are at your disposal for you to use. Nevertheless, it is up to you whether and when you reach the pinnacle from where you will no longer be able to fall into the abyss. Amen.